arsonists target three Russian churches. A ministry gears up to aid victims of an underreported cyclone in Burma, and police storm a house church meeting in Inner Mongolia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Russia's political, civic, and religious leaders are condemning a coordinated arson attack Monday in the Northern Caucasus. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says one of their church partners was hit.
There were two Russian Orthodox churches that went up in flames, as well as a house of prayer belonging to the Union of Evangelical Christians Baptists. Apparently, this is just a group of unidentified people, and these were simultaneous acts.
The theory is that the attack could be a way to stir up hostilities between Muslims and Christians. The case remains under investigation. Believers have faced difficult circumstances before and won't be intimidated into silence.
If I know anything about our brothers and sisters there, this is just going to make them all the more determined to proclaim the gospel, because that's really the ultimate answer to violence such as this.
Pray for more opportunities for the gospel.
When there's been an across-the-board attack like this, hoping that this would cause everybody that is within the Christian camp just to support one another in incidents like this.
Next, relief and development agencies are gearing up to help victims of Cyclone Giri in Burma. You haven't heard about it? Well, it's not surprising. Many news agencies have largely ignored this disaster, which claimed at least 45 lives and left 200,000-plus homeless. Those government figures are a bit suspect, says Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein.
The government is very, very focused on their elections coming up the next couple of weeks. Even communications is very sporadic because the government's trying to regulate everything, and they're trying to keep the outside world out. They don't want them involved in these elections.
Some churches have been destroyed, but their workers are safe. Rice paddies ready for harvest were destroyed. Klein says churches helping Buddhists in Jesus' name during Cyclone Nargis was effective.
But now a lot of Buddhists are coming to faith in Jesus Christ because of the compassion of the Christians. They're sharing food with them, and then at the same time, they're sharing the gospel.
Your financial support is making an eternal difference. Go to our website to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Chinese police raided a meeting for 250 college-age believers last week. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says students were gathered for training on leadership and evangelism when police stormed in.
The police came in, broke up the meeting. They arrested one of the pastors who was leading the meeting and basically said, "You don't have the authority to hold a religious service." Thankfully, only one person was arrested, but one of the concerns is that they took the names of a lot of different people who had come through this training program.
The church the believers belong to reaches over 400 university students every week, which the government sees as a threat.
They want those university students to be trained as good communists, not as good Christians.
You can pray.
Pray for this church and for these believers, that they'll continue to be faithful, continue to be sharing the gospel in spite of these types of persecution.
And finally, Christmas can be the most wonderful time of the year. You find yourself busy shopping, card writing, baking, and throwing parties. It's also the best time of year to share Christ. Ron Hutchcraft wants you to realize that Christ is on the ultimate rescue mission.
The name of Jesus means God rescues. So if we're going to really do what Christmas is, we're going to say, you know what, this is the best time of the year to tell people about Jesus. There's never a time of the year when hearts are softer, when people are more open, and when Jesus is more on everybody's radar.
Hutchcraft wants to help.
What we're really excited about is equipping you as a believer to capture the Christmas season as a time to capture hearts you know for Jesus Christ, and to even provide a Christmas rescue kit.
Get your Christmas rescue kit. We'll connect you at our website. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available a book of mission, danger, and miracles. Brother Andrew's God Smuggler will not only entertain, but encourage you to get involved in the persecuted church. Get your free copy of God Smuggler by calling 1-800-995-4828. Or you can click on the God Smuggler link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.